Ryan Conroe moved to Nome after college in 2001 to serve as an AmeriCorps volunteer. Conroe says he thought he was coming to rural Western Alaska to help people, that it would be a memorable experience in an exotic part of the world.
This sort of, you know, idealistic view that I had that I was going to come some, make some positive impact on a community that had real issues that can't and won't be solved by someone who doesn't know anything within a few weeks. And some of the moments that were kind of harsh wake-up moments that, like, oh, this is actually a place with complexity.
By 2009, Conroe was teaching drama near Bethel in the lower Kuskokwim School District, and that's where he met Gary Beaver, a Yupik dance and song instructor from the nearby village of Kasigluk. Throughout their work, they collaborated several times. And a few years later, Conroe began thinking about their vastly different relationships with the state and the people that live there, that through years of cultural collisions, Alaska has become a complicated place. Conroe, who is now a performer with New York-based theater company Ping Chong & Company, teamed up with Beaver to tell that story in Alaska.
We kind of sit opposite each other, sometimes literally on stage. Gary is someone who's indigenous and from here, whose family and roots are from here, and I am someone who moved here in my adult life and sort of chose very consciously to call it home. And we are kind of comparing those two orientations and what the ramifications of those are.
The cast of three also includes puppet designer Justin Perkins, and they explore cultural interactions from Danish explorer Vitus Bering's contact with natives in the early 1700s to Beaver's experience seeing white people for the first time on TV as a kid. The show premiered in Anchorage last month before it went on to Bethel and Beaver's home village. He notes he was nervous to perform in front of family and friends, but Beaver says the response was powerful.
Pretty awesome. There were tears of joy and the encouragement. Even the children back home, they were like in awe, staring at me like, oh, I want to do that. I even heard a couple of them say, I want to do what he's doing, but in Yupik, you know.
Beaver grew up learning Yupik dancing and singing, and he says the dances he uses in the show are a blend of songs created by elders back home and new songs created just for Alaksha. He closes the show with a new song, sung in both Yupik and English.
It's about going down there on stage, or, you know, performing to move your arms around, and that things are changing, but we're not going to stop yukking, Eskimo dancing.
Alrighty, get ready.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton. Oh.